Becker on Darren, Donick, and Chase, brought to you by Bluto Juke Joint, smoother than smooth on this Tuesday morning. Darren McFarland and Willie Donick here with you. Chase McCabe has the day off. Let's bring in our buddy Alan Bell. We'll always enjoy our chats with him with CBS Sportsline. Alan, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great, gentlemen. Y'all doing all right?
We're doing fantastic. I want to get into a little gambling stuff before we get into the NFL stuff.
Yep.
And I just wanted to get your thoughts. And I know there was probably very few people that saw this. And maybe they saw it after it was going crazy on Twitter Friday night and the reaction afterwards. But I did have money on Minnesota on the money line Friday night against Purdue. Now, my bet was not affected. But waking up Saturday morning and realize one sports book gave everybody who bet on Purdue their money back because of the horrific offensive pass interference call. I'm just going to start there. Is that standard operating procedures? Is that I've never heard of that before. Why would they even do that? It's not like they're in charge of officiating. It's not their problem. Why did they feel the need? Was it for publicity? Why did they feel the need to give people who bet on Purdue, Jeff Brohm and the Boilermakers, their money back?
Yeah, that's a great question. And the answer simply is this. It's good marketing. It's good PR, right? So especially if you're in a state, now they did this, you know, across the country, but if you're in a state, you know, like Tennessee, Colorado, Illinois, Pennsylvania, you know, that is new, you know, with sports wagering, it's a great PR move. And think about it like this. So if they refund all of that money, and let's just put a number, and I don't know what the number is, but let's just put a number. Let's say they refunded $1 million.
Okay.
All right. They know when they refund that, $750,000 of that is going right back into another bet. Right.
Sure.
So, I mean, so they're going to take half of that, you know, right out of the gate. So that money's going to come back. It's a smart move. Now, not everyone can afford to do it, you know, and that's where you're going to see the difference between, you know, say, you know, the smaller kind of local, you know, sports books, you know, around like say Tennessee or Colorado or whatever, and the big boys, you know, like a FanDuel, a DraftKings, et cetera, companies like that, because they can afford to do it because they know that money's going to come right back to them. People aren't just going to withdraw that money. So it's certainly not, you know, a precedented move, but it's pretty smart from a PR perspective if you can afford to do it.
Yeah. Is that the same? And I endorse DraftKings on this radio show, and I think it was FanDuel that gave them back. But,
yep.
You know, you're seeing DraftKings and FanDuel and even BetMGM put out these, you know, odds boost or prop bets that are, you know, are pretty much no-brainers, and they're basically giving you $50 or $100. I think $100 is the max that I've seen. And a lot of people wonder, like, why do they do that? Is it the same concept? It's just to get you involved. It's to get you on their site. It's to so they give you $50. So they give you $100. Well, guess what? They know, what are you going to do, Alan, with those winnings? You're going right back in there, and you're going to place more bets, right?
Absolutely, yeah. It's part that, and two, you know, what these sports books, when they come in, the phrase is FTD, first time deposit. So that is everything to a sports book. And really all that is we want to get you to sign up with our site and put money into your account, because they know that once you do that, you know, you're going to continue to bet and you're going to continue to play. And over, you know, the longer period of time, they're going to make money off of it, right? So that's why they give those out. And again, you know, it's a smart play. So you notice, you know, when they do that, it's held to within just a state, and it's generally, you know, one of the big popular teams. So that's why you saw Vanderbilt first. That's why you saw Tennessee the next week.
Yep.
You know, that's why they do these things. And it makes
sure
sense, because, again, it's just good PR, and they know that money, once they get it in there, at some point they're going to get it. They're going to get a nice chunk of it back.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I'll tell you what, I love bad beats on Mondays on SportsCenter with SVP. I mean, that is must-watch TV for me, because you know, they're going to do a lot of obscure games like you never would have known that happened, and then you watch it, and you're like, oh, my gosh. Like, Abilene Christian last night, it was like, are you kidding me? I guess, what was it, Boise State? I don't remember who they were playing, but anyway.
Let me say this. It's brilliant because this. Everybody who wagers on sports, you either fall in one category when you see those bad beats. You are so thankful that you are on the other side, or you get to kind of be in misery with everyone else who had that. It's a brilliant segment, and it's one of the best things out of many that SVP does.
Yeah, 100% true what you just said. And so one of them that I want to talk about, because there has been, since now it's legal here in Tennessee and people are following this stuff closely, and a lot of our listeners are going to DraftKings and, you know, BetMGM and FanDuel, and because we're talking about it on this radio station, and they're participating like we are, so you're paying closer attention. And we had the Arizona, right, the Hail Mary from Kyler Murray to DeAndre Hopkins, and they didn't go, the line's 2.5, and they didn't kick the extra point, and it's like, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? I mean, that sways a bet. How about the Cincinnati one? If people didn't watch, and you should, because it was a really good game, Cincinnati and UCF on Saturday, Alan, where Cincinnati, the guy is going down, he's going in for a touchdown. They're up 3. The line is, what, 4.5, 5, depending on where you are. And there's a minute 40 to go, and he went out of bounds, and Cincinnati could not get it in the end zone, and they win by a field goal. And by the way, almost botched the final. The fourth down play was a direct snap, and it was a bad snap. And could you imagine if they did a scoop and score on that to end the game? Holy cow.
It would have been amazing. You know, and like, that's what makes it so exciting. And it's funny, you know, like if we're watching games, say, you know, on Saturday of college or, you know, NFL on Sunday, and, you know, you've got Twitter up or you know, Facebook or whatever that you use, and you're kind of watching along. Like, people are watching two different games. You've got people who are just watching the game, and then everyone who's gambling on games, they're watching something completely different. Like, it makes it so exciting, and especially, like you just mentioned, those two, you know, when it comes down to a last minute, last 2 minutes, shoot, the Arizona game when it came down to the last second. I mean, it just makes these finishes just so wild. And it's awesome because you watch more, you know, you consume more. And I'll say this, that's why these sports leagues, you know, the NFL's finally come around. That's why they're even, you know, somewhat barely acknowledging it, because it brings in ratings and viewership like no other. It's a billion-dollar business, and it's finally here.
No doubt about it. All right, last thing on my end before I flip it to Willie, and he'll get into a bunch of NFL stuff with you. How has all of this changed what you do and what you guys do at CBS? Because obviously you guys don't ignore the gambling element on Sportsline, so you guys are heavily involved in that aspect, always making picks. How much, and I'm sure that, you know, and I see it, people always asking you, you know, what do you think about this game, or what about this, people, you know, giving you their winning ticket. By the way, I wonder how many of those people ever send you their losing tickets as well, or is it just always the winning ticket? But how has all of this legalized gambling in states, including the one you live in, changed your approach on Sportsline?
Well, I'll say this. They send me the losing pick or the losing slips when I send them a bad pick. I'll tell you that. I see those. No, I mean, it's been awesome. I'll say this. Obviously, it's been great for us, you know, from that perspective, just because so many people did it, but it was kind of a taboo thing, right? And you know, some people would talk about it out loud. A lot of people really wouldn't, but it was still going on, you know, and now that it's out in the mainstream, you know, it's just so much more of a conversation to be had. And there's so many more conversations and content, you know, that you could put around it that people really enjoy. Because there's some people, you know, who wager on sports and have for a while that don't even, you know, they don't have a favorite team. They really don't, you know, consume the NFL or college football, you know, by one singular team. You know, they just bet on sports. So it finally gives a home to a lot of people, you know, in regard to that. Plus, you know, even if you're not, you know, a sports bettor, if you've never placed a bet, you don't plan to either. You at least get to see another side of the information, right, of how, you know, teams play on the road, how teams play as a favorite, how they, you know, operate as an underdog. So even if you're not betting, you know, whatsoever, it's more information that you can kind of consume about your team. And you see little trends and things going on that you might not have, you know, paid attention to or considered if sports betting wasn't, you know, out in the forefront.
Talking to Alan Bell with CBS Sportsline, always a fun conversation. Alan, I'm curious, yesterday when we were on the show, we were talking about Vanderbilt and Tennessee and what a crazy game this could be. Vanderbilt's playing a little bit better. Tennessee is slumping, but they still are a heavy favorite. And then, boom, the game is moved, and it's a totally different outlook for this week, different games. I'm curious for people that maybe made a wager on Vanderbilt, Tennessee yesterday, what happens? Because that line could be completely different. We don't even know if they're going to play, and if they do, there could be a completely different set of circumstances.
Yeah, that's a great question. So what will happen when a game is postponed? Your sportsbook will refund your bet. They'll just put the money back in your account because, exactly like you said, that line, that spread is going to come off the board, and they'll put it back up, you know, in the game week whenever that game does get rescheduled. So great question there. They'll just refund you on that. And I'll say this. It was funny watching it, you know, the line when it came out because it opens as Tennessee as an 11-point favorite. And everyone, mostly Tennessee fans, were like, yeah, I'm betting Vandy on this one. And then somehow, you know, a lot of money came in on Tennessee and the line moved from, you know, an 11-point favorite to a 12-point favorite. And then everyone was jumping on Vanderbilt. And then obviously the game gets postponed. But, yeah, they'll just refund your money and then open it back up when the game gets rescheduled.
Yeah, hopefully they're able to play that game. So, Alan, let's look at the rematch between the Titans and the Colts. What are you seeing differently? As you know, it hasn't been too long since they played, and the Titans coming off a big win, the Colts coming off a big win.
Yeah. So, you know, let's take a look at this past Sunday, right? So the Titans are down 21-10 to the Ravens, go on a 20-3 run to beat Baltimore in overtime. Okay. The Colts are down 28-14 to the Packers. They go on a 20-3 run to beat the Packers in overtime, and now we get these two teams. So they're pretty evenly matched. Now, the Titans obviously have some injury issues coming into this game. You know, their offensive line, their linebacker position, and the Colts are pretty much the same team that we saw, you know, 2 weeks ago. So, you know, the Colts are going to be they've obviously opened as a 3.5-point favorite. The line will probably stay around there for somewhere like that. But here's the thing. With this Titans team, especially under Mike Vrabel, they operate completely differently when they're underdogs compared to when they're favorites. There's something about Mike Vrabel's attitude. When they're an underdog, we saw it in Baltimore. Like, they want to fight. They just pick up that attitude. And it's funny because not only when they're underdogs do they usually cover, they usually win outright. It's crazy. So I think we're going to see a different game this time around. The Titans love playing with their backs against the wall. And essentially the division's on the line. So we'll see. I mean, it's tough to beat the Colts. Obviously, they just don't beat themselves. But you know what? I might ride with the Titans on this one because, again, they're just a different team when their backs are against the wall.
Darren and I, the last couple of weeks, we've been doing our weekly top 10. And, of course, everybody's stock goes up and down. And it's interesting, Alan, you follow this. You know, you can go and make a prop bet. You can grab a team that maybe stock is down in the moment. But you think, you know, if they can turn it back around the right way, and by the end of the year you have a great pick to win a Super Bowl. So along those lines, right now, if you were to pick a team that stock is low right now that you could get a pretty good deal on to win the Super Bowl, who would it be?
Man, that's an excellent question. So we're going to start, obviously, that, you know, the teams who you think that, you know, are the favorites are going to be up there. You know, your Steelers, your Chiefs, you know, your Saints, et cetera, teams like that. Here are the teams to kind of pay attention to that might not be getting talked about right now. The Arizona Cardinals, and I know that sounds crazy, but there's something about this team that their defense, first off, is one of the best defenses in the NFL in terms of points allowed. They just do not allow you to get points whatsoever. And two, even though their play calling is a little crazy, Kyler Murray is he's a freak. I mean, this guy literally – we all know he's fast. It's how fast he gets to top speed. He literally goes from, you know, first gear to fifth gear in a second. So that's a team to kind of watch out for because they could make some noise in that NFC West. And they could be a team like the Titans last year who you think's pretty good, and then they get in the playoffs, they get a couple, you know, favorable matchups, and you look up and they're making a run, right? So I think that's a team to, you know, to pay attention to. And then, you know, again, beyond that, I mean, you know, look at the Buffalo Bills, obviously, because, again, they play good defense. Josh Allen can light you up. Brian Daboll's calling much better offense up there. But the hard part is this, is that we could say all those teams all we want. Who's going to take out the Chiefs, right? Like, it's just that's really the question in the NFL. And I know the Steelers are undefeated, and they're a fantastic football team. But who is going to be able to take out the Chiefs? Because they could play defense with you, and they could score faster than any other team in the NFL, and that's really the question. But long story short, Arizona would be the team that would fit that category. I just kind of like what they're doing.
I like that pick. And, you know, another thing I thought about when when I came up with the question, and these are all things that had my wheels spinning as we're putting together our top 10, or at least I'm putting mine together to compare with Darren's here.
Yeah.
You got the NFC that, you know, it's a pretty sure bet that the Cardinals, as you mentioned, are going to be in the playoffs because there's a drop-off, right? They'd have to really collapse to not be in the tournament. And the same is true in the AFC. Even though the Bills may not be a sexy pick, or you think maybe they're not a great team, their chances of winning the division, at least being in the tournament, are really good right now. So that's something you probably want to factor in if you're taking a whatever a team is, 33-1 or 20-1 or whatever. You have to look at, okay, what are their chances of making sure that you got to be in the tournament to have a chance to win the Super Bowl?
100%, right. That's exactly it. Like, you know, these find the teams that are going to make the playoffs, and those two absolutely are. You know, and again, you know, like you said, you know, you've got to make the tournament. But once you get in, you know, crazy things can happen, and we see it every single year. I mean, you know, you look at, you know, the eight teams that make the divisional round, generally only three made it, you know, from the year before. When you get to the AFC, NFC championship round, generally only one team from the year before makes it back, right? So what we see in the NFL, you get a lot of turnover. And you wouldn't think it because kind of the same teams, it seems like, always kind of win the Super Bowl. But it's just about getting yourself a shot and getting yourself in there. So, yeah, 100% agree on that. And those two teams, they have an excellent, excellent shot to do it. They basically just don't mess it up. If they just continue on their path, they're going to be in there for sure.
Alan, I brought this up with Trey Wingo yesterday, and I'm going to bring it up with Tim Hasselbeck tomorrow, and I want to run it by you because kind of this is going back to what we were first talking about with prop bets, which, by the way, I had a loser too, but over 5.5 catches for Cooper Kupp, I've never had one hit that quick. He had five catches. It was over 5.5. He had five catches on the first drive. I thought he was literally going to hit it on the first drive of the game.
Yeah.
I've never had a prop bet hit that good. I also had Gronk over, was it 32.5 or whatever, and I didn't
hit on that.
How
crazy was it, too, that Robert Woods ended up with more catches than Kupp?
I know. Crazy.
When Kupp had almost, what, he had almost double digits
11,
at halftime.
11,
right?
I think. Kupp had 12, right?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
So I want to ask you, Patrick Mahomes, I know, I'm going to acknowledge, he's still the favorite, I get it. There's been a lot of Russell Wilson talk. There's been a lot of Kyler Murray. I mean, fill in the blank of people that, to this point, been thrown out there for MVP. And I brought this up yesterday, and I'm going to bring it up with you. Why is it that no one, and that's a segment we used to do on the show for a long time, why is it? Why is it that no one is talking about Ben Roethlisberger for MVP?
It's an excellent question.
Nobody even brings him up.
I know. And you know, look at this team, right? So first off, it's because people think the defense, right? When they think about the Steelers, they're going to think about the defense, and rightfully so. It's arguably the best defense in the NFL. But what people aren't noticing about Ben Roethlisberger is, one, how incredibly efficient the guy is. Two, how diverse that offense is. Go back to that Steelers-Titans game. In the first half, you know, when the Steelers jumped out to that big lead, they had 9 or 10 different guys touch the ball, and Juju Smith-Schuster wasn't one of them,
yeah.
Right? Like, I mean, they get the ball around that offense incredibly well. And three, he's getting the ball out faster than we've ever seen in his NFL career. I mean, he is literally getting the snap, and he knows where to go. Boom, drops it out, and they're gone, right? So, you know, that's the hard part for him is that, you know, it's not sexy. It's not flashy, right? Like, we see Aaron Rodgers throwing off 1 foot 50 yards. We see Patrick Mahomes obviously doing his thing. We see Russell Wilson doing his thing. Well, Ben is not that, right? Like, it's just not, you know, something that's going to make a ton of highlights, you know, across Twitter and across, you know, SportsCenter, et cetera, things like that. But it's getting the job done. So I completely agree with you. He should be in way more conversations than he is. Unfortunately, you know, we just live in, you know, a world that has about an 8 second, you know, attention span. And in that 8 seconds, yeah.
I'm with you, Alan. I think you nailed it.
You guys get it. Yeah.
Yes, I think you nailed it. And that's why I'm bringing this stuff up. Like, okay, I get it. Kyler Murray's fun to watch, and Mahomes goes without saying, and Russell Wilson is a pro's pro and a future Hall of Famer. I get it. But here's my case for him. It's not like Ben Roethlisberger has pedestrian numbers this year. He's got 24 touchdown passes and 5 interceptions and over 2,500 yards passing. And here's my last case on him. We've seen Pittsburgh without Big Ben. Did you see it last year? How'd that product look like without him? And now here they are with him, and they're 10-0, and they're rolling, and they've got a real shot to finish 16-0, 15-1, maybe 14-2.
Yep, 100%, man. I mean, he is incredibly efficient and having a wonderful season. You nailed it. I agree with you 100%.
Alan, really appreciate the visit. As always, you have a great Thanksgiving, and we will talk to you soon.
Man, you guys too. Thank you so much for having me on, and talk to y'all soon, man.
Yeah, it's always fun talking to Alan Bell with CBS Sportsline. He is a fun guy to follow on Twitter as well. You should do that. It's free and easy to do, at Alan Bell 247. If you're into the wagering, now that it's legal in this state, and this is our first month of it being legal, Alan's always got good stuff up on that as well. We will come back more during this first hour of Darren, Donnick, and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.